What's going on? This is unfiltered. This is so raw and so uncut. Alright, this is the real shit. This ain't no PC, FCC type of parental advisory shit, edited stuff. There ain't no editing up in here. This is full 100% raw, unfiltered, uncut, real stuff too. There's gonna be some sprinkled seasonings. It's gonna be fried, deep fried. Alright, now to start this off. To anyone who's working minimum wage job, and you hate your job right now, I agree with you. Damn right, I agree with you. Let me tell you why. I fucking hate my job so much because it's some bullshit. If you work in the food industry, you're pissed off every single day that you work. That's it. I mean, hospitality, customer service, dealing with lines and everything else too. I even used to work security. I hated that. Now if you think about it, every single job, every job I had, I've always hated it. Because in the end, you're just doing the job. You know how to fulfill the task, teach you. You do it with utmost effort. You do it with good detail. You don't become lazy. Once you're lazy, that is you. You out the door. Don't even try to punch in no more. Get warnings, get written up, all that other stuff too. Now, that's pretty much it. Now you think about it, all the effort that you do try to get a paycheck, and your check doesn't come till like the next 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Or maybe 1 week. Depends on the company that you work for. Cause not every company is the same. You know, the work we start at a certain time. Say the work we starts on a Thursday. Till Wednesday, just went in 2 weeks from now on a Wednesday. You get paid for those 2 weeks. But then again, you've been doing all that effort. You'd be like, hold on, I'm doing this effort just to get paid in two weeks. When I could get paid like for every hour that I put in work. If you think about it, man, wouldn't it be better if you just use the same grind that you do in your job on the things that you want to promote for yourself because that's your passion? And you can get paid for your own passion. I mean, if you like art, music, anything, you like modeling too, whatever it is, you like exercising, you like cooking, whatever that is your so-called desire that you love doing, that you even work for it, you even have a talent for it, but you want to enhance your talent and get compensated for it, then that's pretty much what you want to get compensated for. Not just to come in, fill out an application to work for a company that you dread working for long periods of time just to get a check. And that's pretty much the majority of America. The majority of the youth. We were grown and raised to go to school, to learn something. The only purpose why we're put in schools is to learn how to read and write. Because if you're trying to sign, you gotta know how to write. In order for you to understand what you sign, you gotta learn how to read. And plus you need math, basic math skills, so that you can count your money. So that you could find out the dividends, how much you owe, how much you spent, so you can make a budget, reach a deadline, dues and taxes, all that stuff too.
So the basis is, if that's something that you
really passionate in doing, but there's also other things that's based off of the main thing that you want to do, and you was coming, you was thinking about some side branches that correlate with the main branch of what you want to do, what that you actually are passionate about, to build commissary, make some commissions out of that. And that is the thing, that is your passion, that is the thing that you want to do, even if you're not making money for it, but it's that passion that drives you to keep on doing that, then that is the thing that you are destined to do. That is the type of individual that you are destined to become. You know what I mean? People are making over $100,000 salary, but they are miserable because they hate working in that environment. But then again, the world keeps saying, man, you're making so much money, man, you better take it on the chin and just accept the fact that you got a lot of money. But what's the cost? You know, a whole lot of stress is gonna have you die before you even reach the end of the road. Shit, you got a lot of people drinking their lives away, smoking their lives away, and a whole lot of other stuff too. People use food as an escape, sex as an escape. You know, it is amazing. And then drugs too. I mean, alcohol is a drug. It's legal. A lot of people die from it. I've been drinking alcohol. I mean, if you have cirrhosis of the liver, it's caused by alcohol. You're going to die. Alcoholism, people getting quote unquote fucked up. That's one thing too. People taking prescription drugs and overdosing them. Xanax, Percocets, Molly or MDMA. All that type of crazy stuff, you know, it's crazy. People using sex as an escape, because, you know, we're in a society where sex is actually important. I mean, they're actually individuals, male and female, doing sex capades or sexcations, because they want to explore the world that's based off of their sexuality. I'm just keeping it real. Nobody wants to keep it real anymore. And that's just facts. Now, these are just my thoughts and my topics. This is based off of what I know and what I believe. People are entitled to their opinions. But if you actually look it up and do the research yourself, you could turn that some of those opinions tend to be some hidden facts within it. But one will never know unless they take the time and courtesy to look it up for themselves, instead of taking another person's word for it. Because my word has no merit. It's based on the information that you look for. And if you see that what an individual says corresponds with the information that's been put out there, that you looked for, and you read it, and it says it along the lines in some way, shape, or form that corresponds with what another person said, then that means that it's actual fact, not an opinion. I'm not saying that every opinion is based off of a fact. I'm just saying that some opinions do have some hidden facts. It's just based on the individual who wants to take the time and courtesy to look for those facts and to gain some clarity on it. And it's just like that. Alright, and since my break is almost over, because right now I'm currently working, I won't be off until my whole shift is over. So anyway, whoever's listening, whoever wants to listen, you all have a good day, and thank you.